Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, do I have prepared a show for you today. And I am so excited to speak to this person because I met her. It is a her. You've seen the pictures on social media, your Twitter and Instagram and obviously Facebook. And this lady really, really really gave me a really good feeling of things that we sometimes take for granted. And you know, when you get that little key, some of us do anyways, when you get that little key on the mail and sometimes you send a donation, well, I learned that those donations, they go far, far out. Ways that you have no idea. And I'm so excited to speak to this lady because a lot more what is the war amps, which is what we're going to be talking about. But before I bring my guest, my amazing and gorgeous guest, and I'm not lying, you've seen the pictures on social media, so she's beautiful. And we are going to be talking a little bit about what's going on right now. And I always do. I have to make sure that we keep things up to date. Today, by the way, it is August the 15th. We have a live show, but this show is recorded. Now, if you think that you would like to ask some questions to my guests, you are so welcome to call us in or to comment on social media. The number is 347-996-3926. 347, not 647, everyone, 347-996-3926. And you're welcome to comment and to ask questions or just to say hello to Tiffany. On the note of the war amp, I really want to talk about as well about the Olympic. We have to, right? We've been talking about the Olympics for the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's here. It's really, really amazing. And I'm so happy for some of the places, especially Canada. I mean, we're Canadian, we're supporting Canada, but we have, my goodness, 9 medals so far. We got swimming, trampoline, rowing. So we're really, really excited that Canada's been well represented in Rio. Some of you know that I used to live in Brazil, so I know what Rio's all about. I do not want to be there this time of year where things are happening because it's already crazy the way it is, but with the Olympic, it's going to be even crazier. But I'm glad. I'm glad for the Canadians, or for all the other athletes that are there from different parts of the world and participating on this wonderful event. Places in the world that never had the opportunity to participate, here they are participating. And a big applause to Andrew, which Da Costa, which is the runner for Canada, because he's doing it. And a friend of a friend of mine is the mother of Andrew, and she is such a proud mother. obviously really happy about the result. He's worked really hard. He's a good boy, and I'm so happy that he's representing Canada. On the running note, I've been doing some tips on social media and on my personal note, on my personal page, rather on Facebook. Some of you know that I am runner, dog, or whatever you can call it. And I've been doing the tip of the day, and I find that a lot of people that want to learn how to run, this is very useful. And if you have comments for me or questions, please do post them on social media. I am happy to be able to help you as much as you can, because it is a good sport. I mean, I find that for me anyways, it's very, very therapeutical, and I love to just be outdoors, and the weather is just phenomenal. I mean, you can ask for more. So so if you are interested in more tips, today we did stairs. That was crazy. Very good. And tomorrow, and I have 3 days on the week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, which I do my running. And I will be posting little tips of the day for you that are interested, or maybe not. I would like to thank you as well, my sponsor. My goodness, we do have quite a bit of sponsors. I cannot forget them. If without you, without your support, this show could not be possible. Thank you so much, naturenova.ca, for your sponsorship. Also, Alka Total Fitness. Alka will be doing they have a brand new studio. The opening is coming up. I will be announcing that as well. And last but not least, Business on a Box. So thank you very much, guys, for making sure that you know that your business will be getting mentioned here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and also on our TV show as well. So thank you for your contribution. This show could not be possible without your amazing contribution. Right after the interview with my beautiful guest, we will be having some music. This is a radio show, so therefore we will be having some songs. And today is not the exception. We are getting, my theme music starting to play, and that means that I need to move on. So we will have some music, as I mentioned. We are getting a lot of MP3s, and do not despair. We will be playing your songs. That definitely is going to happen. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but through all the shows, we will be playing your song. So if you're interested in getting that little bit of an extra exposure on your music, as a musician from different, we get songs from different parts of the world, everyone. So the email is radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca. If you send me your MP3 for me to download it, make sure that it's on MP3 format. Some of the MP3s that we received lately, unfortunately, I don't know what happened. We weren't able to do it. SoundCloud is great. If you give me the access, I can download if you send me a link. So we have quite a bit of selections of songs. I don't mind playing your gospel, your jazz, your country song, your Latino songs. It's all good here as long as it's PR rated. This is a family show. We have people listening from all over the world, all our 38 countries, especially Canada, especially the U.S., and we want to make sure we keep it that way. Okay, I think pretty much my housekeeping is pretty much taken care, and my song is going to be playing. There we go. It's the Lizzie T-Shirt Radio Show. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And without further ado, I will be bringing in Tiffany McCormick. She is the public aware officer for the WAR-AMP. I met her on at an event. I'm so happy that I was able to meet her. Now she can talk and she can explain to you how in-depth this institution, this organization goes. Their mission and their philosophy is to help and to be able to help the WAR-AMP, not just the WAR-AMP, but now children are so being affected. And she's going to be talking about how to play safe as well. The WAR-AMP has been in Canada since 1998, my goodness. And this organization was founded by amputees that were veterans returning home for the first world. As I mentioned, we are helping kids now as well, which is one of the biggest contribution, which I'm so happy to be able to talk to her. So let's bring her on and let's give her a nice warm welcome. Hello, hello, Tiffany, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I am great, Lizzie. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
It is my pleasure. It's definitely an honor to have somebody like yourself here. Some of you are seeing the pictures and you're seeing how gorgeous she is, but she is she is also one of a person that it is receiving the benefits of WAR-AMP. So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, how you got involved, why you got involved, and now look at you, you are the public aware officer for the WAR-AMP.
Yes, thank you so much. So I was born actually a partial right hand amputee, and at the age of 15 months, I was enrolled in the WAR-AMP's Child Amputee Program, CHAMP. I come from a very small town, so I felt alone a lot of the time. My parents didn't really know who to turn to or speak to, so we were put in touch with other families who had amputee children. I went to regional seminars. I learned about our Matching Mothers program, and I was able to take advantage of that peer-to-peer counseling that the WAR-AMP has, and I was able to learn how to become confident in myself and to, you know, wear my amputation as a badge of courage. And now, as a graduate member of the WAR-AMP CHAMP program and the public awareness officer in the PlaySafe program, I'm able to teach young children and, you know, our older CHAMPs as well that, you know, it's what's left that counts. And it's really about overcoming, you know, your obstacles and just being comfortable and confident in who you are.
A great explanation. And obviously, now you get a little bit of the background, how Tiffany got involved and what her part it is on WAR-AMP. One of the misconceptions that I find, Tiffany, is that a lot of people think that it's only for kids or only for WAR-AMP, and that's really not the case. And we have a lot of situations where kids are compromised because they figured, you know, an accident happened, something. And I hear too, changing a little bit the subject, that you guys are helping different parts of the world. And one of the things that I learn about you is that Canada is one of the only places that have an institution like this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We are uniquely Canadian. And as you said, we've been assisting, you know, war amputee veterans, we've been assisting child amputees and adult amputees. And actually in 1975, after our veteran members realized all their needs were met, they turned their attention towards children and created our CHAMP program. And so for the past 40 plus years, we've been assisting these children with funding for artificial limbs and devices, as well as that peer-to-peer counseling. We've always been an association run by amputees for amputees, and that has been carried on for now nearly 100 years.
And that's a long time, and I'm glad that we have this type of services here in Canada, which is phenomenal. But a lot of people think that being in this situation, that the government will be able to all of the expenses, which is not the case. I learned that with you as well that day.
Yes, no, it's not the case. Now, every province is different, and so provincial funding for necessary limbs, and if you could see me now, you can see I'm using my air quotes. So the government will pay a portion of limbs that are deemed necessary, so possibly a standard, you know, everyday leg or a standard everyday arm. But if you need, for say, a swimming leg or a skiing leg or a monkey bar attachment or something to help you swim, they will not deem that as necessary because it's recreational. And that's where the WAR-AMP steps in. We at the WAR-AMP have a winner's circle philosophy. We encourage our CHAMPs to, you know, wear their amputations as a badge of courage, to take on challenges with a positive attitude, and, you know, really believe that the sky is the limit. So we don't want them to be hindered because they aren't able to participate in events because they don't have these special recreational limbs and devices. So we'll be able to assist them with the funding for those so they can participate in these events and keep up with all of their peers.
Phenomenal. And one of the things that some of you know, that when you donate for the keychains, or if you have an organization that have events, one of the things that you could do is the keychain is great and everything. It helps quite a bit. But the events where you can bring in somebody like Tiffany or another representative and have auctions and things like that, those are one of the biggest donations, one of the biggest impact really for this organization. So on that note, think about how public that is listening to us right now help even more, because really it's all about funding. And if we don't have pound funded, kids can't be helped, right? So if you want to, I'm going to pause for a couple of seconds for a word of my sponsor. And I want to mention, I want you to be able to mention to my audience, how can the public assist in this matter?
Okay.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everyone. I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show on YouTube. Today is Monday. My goodness, how this time is going by so quickly. I have no idea. Summer is almost over. The kids are going to go back to school pretty soon. And I hate to sing that song. I'm free, but yes, today is 6 o'clock, our regular time, 6:30 now almost, and we're speaking to now with Tiffany McCormick. I am so happy to be able to have her on the show. She is so gorgeous, and the message that she's talking to us about is just, I think everybody needs to know. And we were asking her a question: how can people help more? I mean, you've probably seen the keychains, and one of the things that I found it phenomenal is if you have an event, you could definitely call them up so we can have donations or an auction, a silent auction, and things like that. I also want to make sure that you share with us the website and how can people reach you for more information within regards to more
Yes, absolutely. So if you would like more information about the War Amps in any capacity, you can always check us out, waramps.ca. We are now on social media, so check out our Facebook page. We have a YouTube channel. We also have a Twitter account, so feel free to, follow us, like us, retweet us. In terms of, getting people more involved with the War Amps, our Key Tag service, which has been around for 70 years this year actually, has been the hugest thing I would say that we're probably known for. 70 years, 1.5 million sets of keys have been returned. Reaching out to the younger generation. So I know a lot of grandparents and parents, know of the War Amps and have their Key Tag. So one way that, parents and grandparents can help us is by educating, their children and their grandchildren about us, what we do, what we have done, and, reminding them to get their Key Tag. It's a completely free service. Donations are greatly appreciated, but there's no obligation to donate. So once you, email us or call us or, touch base with us, we'll be, happy to send you a free Key Tag. You attach it to your keys, it acts as a safeguard. And if you lose your keys anywhere in the country, the finder can put them in the mailbox or call the 1-800 number on the back and they'll be returned to you absolutely free. And as I said, hashtag, Key Tag 70, 1.5 million sets returned this year. We're very proud of it.
Wow, that's 75 million. That is a lot of keys being returned. I didn't know that fact. That's awesome.
1.5 million, yes.
1.5 million. And, well, one of the things that I know, I love what you said, is education. And like anything in life, like anything in the world, the more people are aware, the more knowledge we have about certain situations, especially the war. There's so much misconception. There's so much things that are not clear, and I'm glad that you came and you clear things out for us, and that is phenomenal. And if you are listening to us right now, if you have a question for me or my beautiful guest, make sure you give us a call. Our social media is open right now. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, and obviously on Instagram. And the number to call us in, just if you would like to say hello, is 347-996-3926. Again, 347-996-3926. Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a radio button there right now. You can click, you can listen while we are starting right now, or if you would like to listen to this record, this is recorded, so you can listen later on and add your comments. Either way, share it, comment. I have also paid the waramps.ca website right underneath the radio button on my social media, so you can go and get some more information. Now, one of the things that I really love to talk about too, as well, Tiffany, is about summer camps. And this is very, very important. I know when I was emailing back and forth with Leah, there's a huge awareness, especially in summer, and to protect kids. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So part of my job as public awareness officer throughout the year is to coordinate presentations and displays. Summertime, of course, school's out, kids are out having a fun time, maybe traveling, visiting the cottage, maybe they're away from the city or coming into the city. So what we started this year was a daycare safety blitz. And what that is we have arranged with several daycares within North York, Scarborough, and Etobicoke to come into their daycare centers and speak to their school-age children. Now, this is part of the PlaySafe program, and PlaySafe was started in 1978 after it was noticed that a lot of children enrolling in the child amputee program, because they'd been injured, these children were enrolling because they'd been hurt in accidents that never should have happened. So PlaySafe was started, and it uses a very unique kids-to-kids approach to child safety, because when a child who was 6, who was 8, who was 12 says to their peers, "This is what happened to me, it could happen to you," children listen more attentively and they really get the message. And so as part of the PlaySafe program with this daycare safety blitz, we've been able to successfully we've confirmed 16 daycares. We've attended at 14 so far, and we've been able to reach more than 450 school-age children in Scarborough, North York, and Etobicoke. So we're very pleased at the response we've gotten from these centers. It's been very positive. They've been very eager to have us in. They're absolutely free presentations, so we are more than happy to go in and speak to them. Unfortunately, in the last 5.5 years, the War Amps has had more than 50 enrollments in CHAMP due to accidents. That's, you know, 50 way too many for us to have. So we really want to spread that PlaySafe message and help children learn how to recognize danger in their everyday environments. So in their home, on the way to school, if they're visiting, you know, maybe friends or grandma and grandpa on the farm, if they're traveling around the city, we want them to learn, you know, how to recognize danger so they can avoid it and prevent future accidents.
Now, are the kids doing the presentation themselves? This is something that they're doing in the summer as a volunteer. How comfortable are they? I mean, I assume to the reason that they're the way they are.
Mm-hmm. So for the Daycare Safety Blitz, it is staff-led. However, we have a lot of CHAMP ambassadors within the area. So we've been calling on them to come and assist us. And our CHAMP ambassadors have been phenomenal. It is a lot to ask of a child to stand up in front of a group and speak about themselves and to, you know, just public speak in general. And our CHAMPs have been phenomenal, sharing their stories and helping us help teach these children how to play safe. So we're very pleased with them, and we're so proud of them that they are wearing their amputations as a badge of courage and helping us with this great initiative.
Wow, that's beautiful that they're actually volunteering their time and able to explain what happened to them and help other kids. You know, this is gorgeous. I have to applaud you for that. Needs probably more kids, and if, are you guys still booking daycares and summer camps and things like that? Or are you guys pretty much done for the summer?
So we actually have two more presentations coming up for the Blitz, but we conduct presentations all throughout the year. So if there are any listeners who work for daycares or who are in the school system who would like us to come in and speak to their, you know, school-age children, these presentations are absolutely free, and we are more than happy to, you know, attend at these locations to spread our PlaySafe message. This is something that, you know, especially now that I have nieces and nephews, and, you know, I've learned from these children in the CHAMP program how a few seconds of fun in the wrong place, their lives forever. It's just so important that we teach children how to spot the danger before they play so they can go out and have fun and be safe while they're doing it.
Phenomenal. And I have one more question. We're starting to run out of time. It's so sad.
Okay.
We have a lot of music being played today, so that's great. Thank you so much for sending your MP3. I will cut for one more word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back with the last question for Tiffany.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Back, and we're starting to run out of time here, but so sad. I need to have Tiffany back and to speak more about this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful organization, and she's doing such a beautiful job. One of the things that I love to ask Tiffany is, doing this, obviously, the beginning wasn't easy, and now it's becoming, I mean, you are the officer, so it's becoming, you know, the job and regular things, and people ask you a question you used to do on TV and all that. My point is, what inspires you to keep going and to do this constantly? Because obviously people always look at you, they look at your arm, kids look at you, and the radio or the TV is looking at you. When does it say, oh, I don't feel like doing this today, but You have ways that inspires you to keep you going. What is that inspiration? Love to find out.
That is a fantastic question. Yes, in the war amps, you know, everyone has bad hair days. In the war amps, we like to say we have bad arm days, we have bad leg days. And I definitely have had, you know, bad hand days before where it does get to me that people are staring at me or constantly asking me questions, or I go to shake someone's hand and they have a very negative reaction. And there are days when it does get me down a little bit, but I think about the kids who I'm helping. I think about how far I personally have come. I used to be incredibly shy and quiet and would hide my hand. And, you know, it's better to teach people. And that's something I try to instill in my young champs, is that, you know, we have an opportunity as amputees to educate people. We get to teach our teachers. We get to teach, you know, our peers that we are different and it's okay to be different. Everyone is different in some way, and this is just how we are. So on those days when I, you know, I have those times when I don't want to explain about my amputation, or, you know, I'm a little upset with people staring at me all the time, I just remember, you know, the kids I see at seminars and the kids I see at parades and how they're so open about their amputations and how I'm a role model to them, but in turn they're a role model to me, because they are just so confident in themselves. And if they can do it, I can do it. And if I can help be an inspiration to them, you know, it's just absolutely rewarding and incredible. And when you see them growing through the program into the, you know, amazing, confident, you know, young mm-hmm. men and women that they're becoming, it's just unbelievable to know that you've had an impact on someone and that they're now having an impact on someone else and just making a mark on the world. And it's just incredible.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. And it's so true that you're able to contribute in such a huge way. And obviously the answer is the kids. The kids are your inspiration. The kids keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get your energy from. That's what you get. everything that you need to keep you going.
Yes, absolutely. They're the driving force. You know, it's the child amputee program. So we do it for these children. And we've just seen, you know, thousands of children across the country prosper from our programs, our services, and from the, you know, CHAMP graduates who work now with the association. They see us, you know, married with children, living our lives just like everyone else. And that's, you know, wonderful for them to see. And it just helps instill that confidence and courage to just be who they are.
Beautiful. And one last question, promise. One of the things that I have lots of listeners and people from all over the world, if somebody's listening to us right now that they have or they are themselves just become recently an amputee, or they have a family member that they became, one of the things that will help them going or will help them, you know, because they probably are depressed, they probably are sad, they're not liking who they are now, what would you be your word of advice to that family member or even to a listener?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, amputation, whether it's your congenital, it's because of a medical reason or because of an accident, it's definitely an emotional time and, you know, emotional turmoil where you don't know what's next. You don't know what's coming. You don't know how you're going to get from, you know, A to B, depending on what your amputation is. And, you know, reach out to the war amps. That's what I'd say to these people. We are so fortunate to have this association in Canada. You know, our National Amputee Center for Adults, our CHAMP program for children. But just, you know, in the interim, just know that you're going to be okay. Your amputation is just one more obstacle you have to overcome. It's not the end. There are resources out there. There are people out there who know exactly what you're going through, and you're going to be okay. You're absolutely going to be okay.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for your expertise, for coming in the show, for talking to my audience and really sharing your life with us. This has been amazing. If you have, guys, if you're listening to us right now, if you just tuned in, I know it's Monday and I know it's beautiful summer out there. You probably want to be out. It's okay. The show is recorded. You can listen to us and comment questions. The links for the War Amp are on my social media, Facebook, Twitter. Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio is the link. Also is recorded thanks to the internet. We are on Blog Talk Radio. This is going to be archived here forever, unless I decided just to take it off, which I won, obviously. And I want to thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming in and for sharing all your amazing information. Any last word?
Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Yes, it's been a wonderful time speaking with you, and it was lovely meeting you that time. For all the listeners, have a wonderful, safe summer. And for all the kids, have a safe start back to school.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that was Lee McCarran, and I am so happy that she was able to come in the show. Continuing on our the Lizzie T show, it is our musical section. Yes, I know you were waiting for your song to be played. We will be playing 80 Empire. Let's do it again. They're a Canadian group, and they're all in Niagara Falls, and I had the opportunity actually to interview them as well here in downtown Toronto at the Royal York Hotel. So enjoy the song. And that was 80 Empire with Let's Do It Again. Thank you so much, guys. That was an awesome song. Next up, it is Sorrentis. Sorry, I had to read it again. Sorrentis with the song Perfect from Any Angle. Thank you so much, Sorrentis, for submitting your MP3. And let's support our singers.
Perfection. Perfection is you. Getting ready for a Saturday night. I counted this all week long. You're such a sight for my eager eyes. I'm excited to see you tonight. That mesmerized. We dance, we flirt, we talk good tonight. Energy is picking up, the mood feels just right. The way you're moving tonight, your curves look so tight. Boy, just can't help checking you out, cause you're perfection from every angle tonight.
With this song, Perfect from Any Angle. And next is another musician from here, from Toronto, Canada, Andrea, and the song is called Falling.
Never been somebody, never been somebody who knows what I want. One thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected, I'm disconnecting from the voices.
Oh, There she stands, brighter than the morning sun. Her shape, her hair, her face is all amazing. And where she is, that's where I wanna be. Her kiss, her touch, her sweet smile. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you walked right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Reciting our vows of love, my joy, my heart, my all. You're still amazing, and every day you get prettier and prettier, my love, my friend, my sweet wife. Never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you danced right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me.
Canadian show.